And as soon as you put this little mic on, your heart just drops to the floor.
Yeah!
Hallelujah, amen. But that really cheers you up. Alrighty. I'm not going to have you turn anywhere just yet. I'm just getting myself ready. One little tip about saying something while I'm going through this. For everybody who puts mics on, there's something called a gain. A gain is makes it a little bubble right here. Makes basically picks up the sound.
Now, explain, nobody understands that. Preach.
Okay. Now, I am obviously not called to give sound advice. That's not my calling. It's not my calling to give parental instructions. I am not called to be a hairdresser, as you can tell. It's not my field of expertise. But what my field of expertise is grinding metal. That is my field. I know how to take a dull piece of metal and make it shiny. I know how to take something with that looks ugly, that looks all deformed and messed up. I can take it, I can use a hammer and make it straight. I can weld it together and I can make something out of it. I can take a flat piece of steel and go through the processes and make you a sink out of it. I can make you a food warmer. I can create anything out of a flat piece of steel. Because that's my field of expertise. That's something that I know how to do.
Yeah, amen.
So in this field, we're all in an actual field. You're in a field of ministry. Do you know what your field of ministry is? There's a couple of things I absolutely know that I can't go around and give people the hair instructions because I got to ask the other people how I look because I am not good at gauging that. I'll freely admit that. But what field are you in? Are you trying to get in somebody else's field?
That's good, Al.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's good, preacher.
The Bible verse says, I wrote some verses down so I didn't have it better be flipping over to different pages. It says, Wherefore, the brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. The Bible says, rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness is the sin of idolatry. If you're being stubborn, and if you're being rebellion, and you're trying to get in somebody else's field, you're dealing with the devil.
Right.
The Bible says the pollen of the wicked is sin. So, if you're called, you're all called to preach. But some of us are in the preaching of prayer. If you're called to be in the field of prayer, you will receive a full reward at the end of the harvest. You will receive your reward. But if you try to be in the field, you try to be a preacher, you're all called to preach, but you try to go be an evangelist, but you're called to be in the field of prayer, you're plowing in sin.
That's right.
If you're called, it's what you're called to. You're called to a ministry. You're called to a field of expertise. You can do that expertise a lot better than I can. Miss April is a hairdresser. She does hair. She is awesome. I mean, Nikki can do hair too, but do not come to me because I will mess you up. That's the pollen of the wicked sin. If you take me to your haircut, you're going to look like some Freddy Krueger or something. But where is your field? Are you in your field of expertise? Are you plowing in sin? Are you making a mess of somebody else's life? Because then when I'm doing something to somebody else, I'm destroying their life too.
Yeah.
What are you going to destroy somebody else's life, destroy somebody else's field? Make everybody else look bad in that field?
Amen.
Why? Because you're an idiot and you're plowing in sin and destroying, you're bringing death.
Yeah, that's good, Alex.
When you plow in a field, you're throwing salt into the ground, you're destroying the fruit, so nobody else can plow anything there anymore because you destroyed the ground. You plowed in somebody else's field. And destroyed it. How many times has somebody gone to another church and completely destroyed that church because they were never meant to be in that field in the first place? They put salt in the ground. And that church gives you a bad taste in your mouth because somebody was doing it in the wrong place because they weren't called to be there.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
You got into somewhere you weren't supposed to be. You got in a field you weren't supposed to be in, and you destroyed it.
That's good.
Get in your field, know where the field you're in. And a lot of times, you know, there's another thing is too. You're piling with somebody else, and sometimes you choose to be piled with somebody that you're not supposed to be with. You're piling with an ox, or you're piling with a donkey. The Bible says, it's in Deuteronomy 9:9, but I'm not turning everybody turning there yet. Thou shalt not yoke an ox and an ass together. This is in Deuteronomy chapter 9. Why? Because there's an ox going this way, the donkey's bucking all this way, and start pulling you around, start going in corners, start going all over the place. You can't make a straight line. When I'm working with metal, I make it shiny. I'm the guy that takes it from being dull to being shiny to make it where you don't see the seams in it. If I'm looking at my feet, looking at my hands, I'm going forward, I can't look at my feet, I can't worry about the person pulling me beside this way. If somebody's sitting there and pushing me, I can't make it straight. But you choose, it's not even just a person, sometimes it's a thing. You start trying to do something with God, do something with the Spirit, but you're trying to hold on to something that's carnal, that you're not supposed to have with you. You're not supposed to be with it, but you want to keep it beside you. You're making your Bible says Jesus Christ says my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Think about it's all right. Thou shalt not pile with the ox and the ass together. The piling of the wicked is sin. Jesus Christ says, my burdens are light, my yoke is easy. Take my yoke upon you. The burdens are light. By the time it is, you put something else beside you, you make it harder yourself. You make it hard on yourself. You make it destroy your own work because you want to be with somebody else that you aren't supposed to be with. Now please turn to Ecclesiastes 3:11. Now, God wants you to be in the right field. God has called you the field to be in. And that field is the best field you can be in because the Lord has perfectly put you in that place so you can bring the most fruit because you're reaping in a harvest. You're plowing. You're moving forward. The Bible says, muzzle not the ox. Why? It's for your benefit. Hold your spot there. Turn to 1 Corinthians 9:9. That's where I got the 9:9 from, not the other one. 1 Corinthians 9:9. I'll read that first. For it is written in the law of Moses that thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care of the ox? Or saith he altogether for our sakes? No doubt this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope. Now he that thresheth in hope should be partakers of this hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it great thing if we shall reap the carnal things? Flip back over to Ecclesiastes 3:11. So he hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labors, it is the gift of God.
Amen.
God has given you a field to work in, and God will give you that joy.
Yeah.
God has given you some things that you go along through that will get you by. You're going to reap some things, some carnal things. Again, But David gave a message about Oreos. You're going to walk by sometimes. You're going to be able to stop and eat some Oreos sometimes. Sometimes you're going to have the fellowship of your family. Sometimes you're going to have that. You're going to be able to get home. I'm laboring. And one of the first things, Lord willing, I'm going to be able to buy a house. But as I'm going through this life, I might be able to enjoy that house. But I can't stop. And just, I get this house and just stop. And especially if I do that, I'll lose the house in a month or so if I stop working. What about us? You're plowing your field of the spiritual life. God's called you to a ministry. You start taking care of some of the carnal things, and you stop and you stay. You forget that this is just something that is just to pass you by. It's just a snack. The great meal is about to come.
Yeah.
Bible says he'll sit down. We're going to sit down at the table of Christ. He's going to serve us. Our meal is going to come later. But sometimes we get stubborn. We start consuming ourselves with this junk food. Some junk food might help you just get you by, but you start getting all this junk food and it becomes sick and disgusting. If you eat too many Oreos, man, it's going to make you sick. I like Michael Shane's theory. He says he only does three at a time. He lives with himself three at a time because he gets just enough to get him by. That is smart. I'm the guy that will eat the entire pack if I'm not careful, and it'll make you sick, sick, sick. Man, it's disgusting. But that's what we do with this carnal things of this world. We'll sit there, we'll stop moving, we'll stop plowing, we'll consume ourselves, and then guess what? You have nothing to harvest. You're not bringing anything with you to the harvest. When you're bringing it to the barn, we're going to the barn, we have nothing. Why? Because you sat there and ate it all up while you're on earth. You sat there and ate up all the things you could have received and could have earned. You stopped in the field. You have nothing to bring forward because you just wanted to consume yourself upon the junk food instead of getting the full reward, the sitting at the table, sitting with Christ, and enjoying the bountiful feast of the harvest. You took care of the temporary things. You decided to fill yourself with the temporary things that don't mean nothing. So you lost all the eternal rewards. God's giving you, will give you, as you're in your field, in the ministry that God has called you to do, in the field of your expertise, he will give you the things as you go to keep you going. He's not going to muzzle you. He's not going to keep to strangle you. He's not going to pull you hard one way or the other. He's not going to give you too much of a hard burden. He's going to give you that burden that you're carrying to give you that much reward. He's going to make that burden hard on you because that's the burden that you're going to receive as a reward. You're pulling a plow that's going to give you rewards. That's what you're pulling. You're not pulling something for somebody else. You're pulling your reward behind you. That burden that you feel is your reward that God wants to give you at the end. But you just want to shrug it off and just be satisfied with the temporary. Bear that burden God's giving you.
Amen.
Stay in your field.
Amen.
And you will receive a full reward.
Amen.